All right, the next thing is sculpting the overall architecture of your solo. You know, people don't think like this, but the overall solo should build and should have a definite beginning, middle, and end. The ending we'll talk about later. That's point number four and for today. But sculpting the overall architecture is a huge thing. People aren't even necessarily aware of it. It doesn't mean that it has to build continuously for the whole. Let's say your solo is like 2 minutes or 3 minutes. That's like an average length of a solo, on a jam session or whatever. Maybe on a recording this or hit song or something. You know, the guitar solo is only half a minute or something. But like live, for example, 2 minutes is like an average. 2 or 3 minutes
unless
is an average.
A fish show.
Yeah, unless it's a fish show. That's right. Or Grateful Dead.
Or a dead show. Barton Hall.
Or, you know, Mahavishnu or something. But the solo can build all the way through one time and reach a climax. Let's say if it's 2 minutes and you reach your climax like, you know, a minute and 40 seconds into it, and then the remaining 20 seconds is, you know, coming back down. This is summarized in the little diagram here, and I want you to read through this, and you who are listening to this, read through this melodic development, tension and release form. This comes from the Jamie Ebersole, one of the Jamie Ebersole books, which I don't remember which one it is, but you should read through the whole thing. And notice that on the second page, it shows you that you can have multiple peaks and valleys. You know, the whole thing can still build, but you have a climax and a temporary release, and then more tension and then a release, etc. You can have multiple. So this is definitely something to read through. You did it the other day just by me telling you, have a definite beginning. If you learn nothing else from this, it's the fact that you can, just by being aware of where you are in this sort of curve, the tension and release curve, you can do a lot of things. So just comp for me the blues, and I'm gonna set the clock to 30 seconds, alright? And within the 30 seconds, I will build to like maybe the 20 second mark or something, and then bring you back down in intensity. And how am I gonna build tension? Well, we'll talk about all that later, like different specifics. What can you do? That's number three in today's topic. But just the fact that you're trying to do it means you will do it. Here, let me set this for 30 seconds. I don't know how many choruses that will be. Probably 2 or 3. All right, and we'll see if I can build. That says 31 right there. Here we go. 2, 3, go. All right, 1, 2, 3, go. I didn't have much time, but I deliberately built up. I think, what did I do? I played faster notes, and I started getting up the fretboard more. I used a higher register, you know. And then to decline in the last 5 seconds or so, I just kind of, I think, played slower notes, and I moved back down. That's a very easy, simple way to do it, you know. And then I actually repeated a bit. I repeated some phrase. I think repetition is one of the elements. We'll look at the elements in a minute, like I said, the individual elements that create tension. But for now, just do it instinctively. Just try, and I'll give you longer than 30 seconds. That was a bit tough. You know, it was a bit forcing. I'll give you like 1 minute, let's say.
So right? I can do this for a minute?
Do it for a minute. Build between 0 and like 45 maybe seconds. And then the last 15 seconds, bring us down. Or so, you know. Here we go. Doesn't have to be to the minute. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. really build it. You're running out of time, so bring us back. Okay, you just kind of abruptly ended. That's okay. That's fine. That was a start. I think the minute is too short. It'd actually be easier if we did 2 minutes, believe it or not.
I would disagree with that.
But you were rushing to build and rushing to release, so I think you're fine. Try it with 2 minutes.
I get lost.
Or if you weren't Russian, you were Greek. Anyway, here we go. 1, 2, 3. That's about the halfway point. So for the next 30 seconds or so, really try and build.
I thought it was done.
Got about 20 seconds to bring us back down. And wrap it up right here. Alright, not bad. Not bad. At least, at the very least, you had a definite beginning, middle, build, and ending. Now, you might think, why aren't I, and I also was thinking, why didn't I introduce the tools for building first, and then have you, you know, sculpt the architecture? We can still do that, but I think the reason why I didn't do it that way initially was that you don't need to memorize a list of things that you can do that we're about to go into. You can do it just by deciding. Now, this may sound weird, but I used to ask my ex-wife when we first started dating. She's a very good jazz drummer, and at that time, she was a great jazz drummer. I hope she never listens to this. She's not as good as she was then because she doesn't practice. But she was amazing. I used to say, "Well, how can you make it great all the time consistently?" And she said, "I decide to before I sit down." You know, that's an amazing statement. I decide to before I sit down, like. How can you just do that? How can you just decide? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, right now I'm gonna play a killing solo. You better listen. But I suppose what she meant was, you know, she's in control of the whole dynamics, the overall architecture. All right. Let me, if you don't mind, I'm gonna do a 2 minute thing, as well. Okay. Because mine was only 30 seconds. I felt cheated. Oh no. But seriously, just to demonstrate. Another thing you did well was you started off slow and simple in the beginning. You can't build if you're already on the 32nd floor, right? So,
what does Neil Young say? The song starts off slow and then peters out altogether.
it peters out altogether. That's funny. I love that. I haven't heard that before. All right, so 2 minutes of building. 1, 2, 3, go. seconds left. So there you go. I figured I'd end at the chorus there. Now that was obviously deliberate. You know, it wasn't organic because I'm looking at the time. I'm like, crud, I only got 40 seconds left. I better hit the climax. But you could see there's considerable control there. And this is not something beyond you. I don't want you who are listening to this thinking, you know, well, of course you can do it. You're the teacher. No, you can do it too. And you can do it instinctively. And you don't have to memorize. I wasn't thinking logically about the devices that we're going to explore in a minute. I was just doing them instinctively. Some of them were like playing faster notes, doing repetition of the same phrase, you know, doing techniques that I hadn't done before, like a big vibrato string bend, you know, and then double stuff, you know, just I'm repeating back what I did. And then, of course, extreme register of the instrument is one of them. I'm almost as high as I can get, you know. So let's jump in to do the individual elements. But the point of the story is, you know, have a definite middle, beginning, middle, and end. And you can and should, you should and can be in control, and you can. You definitely can do it. All right, next.